Hello, Radio St. Pete. It's your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is Alvinette Downing, host of Sounds of Healing and also president of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. Welcome, Alvinette, my darling.
Thank you so much, Nanette, and thank you. Hello, Radio St. Pete and all of St. Petersburg listening audience.
Alvinette, share with us some of the updates. We know that a recent concert has been canceled or postponed, and I want to know about Monday night. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and talk to us about what's going on.
Okay. Well, first off, you know, I want to acknowledge how difficult and challenging these last few weeks have been for everyone. So many of us have suffered losses and damage to property. It's overwhelming sometimes because of the hurricanes. But and it's been a traumatic experience. And I think that sometimes it pays just to sit back and say, "Whoa, what have we gone through? What, you know, this has been life changing." But the thing that I told my board members today, with the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, we have come out on the other side. Life may be a little different now, but we're survivors, and I thank God for His grace and faithfulness. So with that said, I felt like, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and let that.
Let go and let God. And that's exactly,
you know,
right. I want to tell you that I listened to Sounds of Healing. So what we did during, Miserable Milton was we listened to all the Sounds of Healing. Radio St. Pete, although the FM went down, and Joe Bordeaux did an incredible job sharing all of the content that we received from the county and the city, we sat around and listened to episodes of Sounds of Healing. And folks, I encourage you to go to Radio St. Pete Audio Blogs, search for Sounds of Healing, pound Sounds of Healing. And as you're recovering, please listen to Alvinette's beautiful and inspirational interviews. All right, so Alvinette, fill us in on what's going on with the Al Downing.
Okay. Well, our Monday Night Jazz Jam held at the Hangar is continuing. We started up last Monday. Just day before yesterday, and from 7 to 9, we are back in business. The Hangar has been just amazing to open their doors again. The power was back on. Servers are just treating all of us with tender, loving care. So I want to do that. I want everyone to know that we typically take donations for our scholarship and education funds and some of our general funds for the organization, but the rest of Monday in October, we are devoting that, dedicating those funds to go to victims of the hurricanes, Helene and Milton.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is just wonderful. Of course, as always, giving back to the community, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you are quite welcome. And then we did have to postpone our Afro-Latin jazz party, and we are in the process of rescheduling that. We don't have any definite times yet, but just know we're going to let you know as soon as we find out and we get our venue lined up that we can start that up. You know, there's so many things. You want to be sensitive to the fact that a lot of us still don't have power, and I just got power yesterday. So we want to make sure that everybody can take care of their family first and foremost. So many of our musicians have been affected by the storm. The next thing I want to share with you is that before Milton, as you say, Miserable Milton arrived, we had decided to have a Zoom meeting to talk to all of the jazz organizations within the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area to see what our collaboration would do to help the victims. At that time, it was the victims of Helene. Now we're going to include that with Milton, and that is on its process to be scheduled. So we haven't scheduled that yet, but we will be getting together to do that.
Wonderful. And of course, Radio St. Pete is a supporter of the Clearwater Jazz Holiday. Very sad to hear that they had to cancel for this year. And of course, Suncoast Jazz Festival, Creative Pinellas, Arts Alliance. I mean, there are some big powerhouses, so we look forward to being part of that conversation. Thanks for including us.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you, because the Sounds of Healing has done a lot for me to remember and be reminded of how music can be such a healing resource during this time. So I appreciate the fact that it's available on Radio St. Pete, and I am so anxious. I've heard from a couple of people that have said they'd listened to it during the storm.
Well, and that's wonderful. So, Alvinette, there are many musicians, you know, Brian Muse, a lot of musicians have lost their homes. A lot of people are struggling. Let's do a shout out to the musicians that show up on Monday. And are any of your regular musicians, and Dwayne, is there anything special we can do for them that you can think of?
Well, we are looking into that specific need, because several of the musicians that we have been notified of have not only lost their homes, but they've lost their livelihood because their instruments and their electronics were destroyed in the storms. So that's one of the things that we really want to focus on, helping our musicians regain their livelihood, getting their not only their homes back together, but their instruments and electronics that make some of those instruments work. So we're going to be focusing on that. When we collect donations on Monday Night Jazz Jam, we are going to be focusing on those kind of needs. And so your audience and just prayer, I tell you, prayer and hope is just one of those things, a powerful testimony to how as a city and as a community, we've been able to come together and with hope and prayer to help each other.
And you had a wonderful interview about the power of music to help children through these difficult times. And I encourage everyone to listen to that. And also, if you have an instrument and you're not playing it, how can those be brought somewhere that people who need instruments, you know, that have excellent instruments, that could be a resource for musicians to have instruments to play on temporarily? Where could they bring those, Alvinette?
Okay, so the thing that I'd like you to do is on the aldowningjazz.com, there is a contact us, and you just go to that area. There's a little form with your name, we put your email address, and write a note to tell us what you have, if you have an instrument, because I've got three instruments right now that have been donated, and I'm fixing them up so we can pass them out. So let us know, and we will provide a time to pick that instrument up or have a meeting place for you. Bring it to the jazz jam so that we can do that. But just let us know what you have, because not only are we helping musicians that have been victimized by the storm, we're also helping the schools. Pinellas County schools and music departments have taken a hit as well. And
right.
We're trying to some of those students have lost their instruments and music, and we're trying to help them out as well. So use the website to contact us, or you can come to the Monday Night Jazz Jam with your instrument. We'll take it right then and there as well.
Well, and again, Alvinette, please share the website for our listeners today on Radio St. Pete.
Sure, aldowningjazz.com. Again, aldowningjazz.
I want you to know that Jean Pierce, Alvinette, all of the people that work with these organizations, these people are all volunteers. These are all volunteer organizations, just like Radio St. Pete is an all-volunteer organization. But it is the music. Let's keep the music alive, Alvinette, right?
That's right.
The music alive. Donate to Clearwater Jazz Holiday, to Al Downing, to Suncoast Jazz. Let's get the lights back on, and let's keep the songs playing. You know, Alvinette, you are my sunshine.
Well, so you are as well, my sunshine. And speaking of Suncoast Jazz, I did want to say they are having a concert in November. I don't know the exact date, but the Al Downing All-Stars will be performing there.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to
get
back to you, folks. So you're going to look at the Let's Go guide that's posted on Radio St. Pete. And Alvinette will get me that date, and we will post that when we post this blog. You'll hear so much more from Alvinette. She'll be back in studio doing her thing on the 31st of October. We'll be in costume. I know that she'll be wearing her angel costume.
My mother used to say, she had three girls. She said, yeah, I have three angels, and they have little bitty horns hidden under their head.
Well, bless your mother and your father. And listen, Alvinette, thank you so much for sharing with us an update on the Al Downing Jazz Association. And we'll see you at the Monday Night Jam at the Hangar downtown near Albert Woodard Field. It's open, and let's come and support the Hangar and Al Downing. Take care, Alvinette.
Thank you so much. You do the same, Annette. And thank you so much for having us on here. I appreciate you so very much.
Grateful for you as well. Aloha.
Aloha.